Seattle police officer James Ritter is 54 years old and gay. He didn't come out until he was 32. Today, he's the Seattle Police Department's LGBTQ liaison. The hate crimes conference he's organizing will cover everything from the rise of anti-Muslim sentiment in the U.S. to remarks from activist Judy Shepard, whose son Matthew was murdered in 1998 because he was gay. Officer Ritter says officials from law enforcement, the courts, and the public need to know how crimes that target who a person is, their gender, race, religion, how these acts of violence affect a community.
It leaves an emotional scar with the individual. It leaves a feeling of helplessness with the police department if those individuals don't report it or witnesses that see this stuff don't report it. And it makes the community feel less safe. And I think every community, especially Seattle, wants to let people know that this is a safe place to live and that we do not condone any of this behavior towards anyone.
When Ritter started in this position, he predicted that the number of reported hate crimes in Seattle would go up because victims would feel more comfortable coming forward, knowing someone sympathetic to their concerns was with the police. He might be right. 136 alleged hate crimes were reported in 2014. And just because people went to the police doesn't mean that all of these incidents resulted in criminal charges. Last year, 205 cases were brought to the attention of the department. Jennifer Wing, KPLU News.